Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Joe Bisrael of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. And tonight, and we're still in the midst of Black History Month, and the Sounds of Living Waters has dedicated this time to Black Hebrew Women Month. We've been dealing with the Daughters of Zion this month, you know, not to any means, any disrespect or anything like that. It's just that I think they have a story that needs to be told. And so far, looking at what Eve gave unto the daughters, these gifts such as Sarah, wisdom and understanding, and Rebecca with that virtuous thing that she excelled all of them. You know, you're not going to find a more virtuous woman than Rebecca in the Bible. Even Mary, she would not be considered more virtuous than Rebecca. Mary was appointed, and so is Rebecca. But look at the work that Rebecca put in for the kingdom. And not only did she give birth to two kingdoms, she gave birth to the kingdom of this world, which are ran by Esau today, and she gave birth to the kingdom of God, which is coming. She gave both, she gave twin birth to both dimensions, domains, realms. Really? Well, that's Rebecca. And now we're here with Leah and Rachel, and we just went through the time window. We're not going to go back and revisit that. This is why when we deal with certain studies, we deal with intricates at that time, and then we keep moving. But we do play catch-up. So here's the thing. We got Leah, and Jacob is now at his uncle's house, which is Laban, which is his mother's brother. And he's there for a wife. Okay, so initially he met Rachel and he agreed to marry her. But according to the laws of that land, which are the brothers of the East, that's what he said. You know, when he got to the men of the East, he said, no, you got to marry. It's not that custom that the younger son married before the older, which almost guaranteed that the older is always going to get married. Which is good. Anyway, so Leah was brought into the play, and then he worked 7 more years for Rachel, and then 7 more years. We found out that these were prophetic years, you know, through the law. So obviously, Leah and Rachel's story was prophetic. So now we do understand that their story is kingdom work. It is written in time. It's written in a law that's eternal. So it's written in time. When you read Leah and Rachel's story, so their story just don't go from Genesis and then it's over with. Their story actually carry all the way to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. That's how far their story carry. What do you mean? Well, that big old beautiful city everybody looking for? Well, and all of the great names of the patriots, you know, Judah, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, all these names on these gates with the pearls on them was named by Leah and Rachel. That's it. How do you get the name the gate to the city? Your story was told a long time ago. It was written in time. Because their story goes right to New Jerusalem. See that? So, but what are they? Are they Proverbs chapter 7 and 4? Proverbs chapter 31 and 10? Revelations 12 and 1 and 2? Psalms 45 and 9? Or Genesis chapter 2 or 18? Or are they all of them? Well, we're going to read the story. And, you know, those of us that did do the research and been doing the research with these things, you know, how we went into detail of health and wisdom and things like that. When we read these things, those of us that's been going through the precept, we got understanding of where we are. We're not going to continue to rehash things that we studied. Those of you that's just tuning in, if you hear us talking about some things and we give you a red flag, you better go get your dictionary, go look at that word. That's for your edification. We already been edified. So we are asking everybody to just get caught up. So let's get started. First, we're going to open up, brothers and sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem. And sisters, if you can cover your heads, and brothers, if you can uncover your heads as we approach the Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God. Let the light and blessedness because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth the Holy Spirit and give us the mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear. And a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, faith to perform.
And Father, have mercy on them that hear us. Send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. Begin our mind to perceive and eyes to see, and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform. In Jesus' name we pray. Your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Well, praise God. Those of us that's just tuning in, we're still dealing with Black History Month, Black Hebrew Women Month. Amen. Black women of the Bible. How about that one? Yeah. Either or, you know, head to tail, that is. That's what we're dealing with. So, quickly, we're going to read, of course, Proverbs 7:14. This has been a thing. You know, we got to read these things because we got to see if these criteria fit these particular women that we're reading about. We're going to try to get as many of our sisters in on this as we possibly can, as the month runs. But as you can see, we already passed way past the middle of this month. So we're going to try to deal with as many of our matriarchs as we can as we go forward. Right now, we're definitely dealing with Leah and Rachel, right? So, let's pick this up in Proverbs chapter 7 and 4. And it says this. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. So there go Leah and Rachel right there. So they fit that criteria out the gate, right? Both sisters, family, and also kinswomen. You know, he went to his own people and didn't get a Canaanite. The God of Israel is supplying Jacob with wisdom and understanding, right? Okay, this is what Leah and Rachel would represent, wisdom and understanding. You see, let's look at this a little further. Let's see. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31:10. And it reads, it says, who can find a virtuous woman for a price? It's far above rubies. But the heart of a husband do safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. So this is that thing. So do Leah and Rachel fit these criteria? Now, yeah, we're going to read a little further down to get to the point. It says, strength and honor is her clothing. She shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. So when she opened her mouth, are we going to hear God from them? You see, where they fit these criteria, you know, that would bring them under this banner, which would be a virtuous woman. He said, many daughters have done virtues. Now, her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praised her. Look, man, I'm praising her now, and I'm like about how many generations away? Please. All praises. Thank you, G-Ma, Leah, and Rachel. Amen. Her children arise up and call her blessed, indeed, and her husband also, God, and he praised her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou hast excelled them all. This is what we read about Rebecca. She's 29. It's not a woman in the scriptures that's going to excel Rebecca. Not one. As much as we love Sarah, her worst saint, Rebecca was killing it. She watered 10 camels at a heartbeat. She was killing it. She was a geo out the gate. She was a goat. So, no, No. And Eve, yes, you know, she had all these gifts, and I'm sure she was doing the same things, but you don't hear our story come off like this, man. Not like Rebecca's. Damn, she had gave birth to the kingdom of God. I'm talking about Jerusalem, the city of God. She gave birth to Jacob, who built the city of God, which God came to. And his power. And filled the temple. I mean, seriously, man, you got, really? And we ain't talking about these women. How about they put it out like this? Look at this. And he said this. He said, but thou hast excelled them all. That's where we have Rebecca. That belongs to her right there. 29. That's Rebecca's name. Just write her name on that one. But he said, many daughters done virtuously. So that do give honor unto Eve and Sarah and Leah and Rachel and, you know, and Miriam and Mary and Magdalene and Sheba. You know, it just goes on, man. You know, Samson moms, all that. It just goes on. Elizabeth, it goes on. You know, the boy, where you stop at? You know, jail. You know, I mean, the list is just phenomenal. And the stories is worth talking about. We can go in. It's just like I said, Black History Month is, and you can't cover all of it. Not like you really want to. You know, not like we're doing with these things. I mean, but covering the moms is hey, why not go in? You know. So it says, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Now, we got to consider the fact, do they fit these criteria, you know? Are they fearful of God, or are they, you know, into their skin, right, flesh? Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Where they go to the city. They go to the city of God. Because remember now, this her name, she's virtuous. This is her. But if she's virtuous, she's also wisdom. So in order for her to be virtuous, she has to be wisdom at the same time. So what do wisdom do? Cry at the gates. She is at the gates. That's what she's doing. That's all the names of the children of Israel at the gate, crying and into the kingdom. Period. That's wherever we at, we preaching the gospel. And that's Leah and Rachel. That's their works. They did these things. So and then it's this conversation. Do they fit this? This would be Revelation chapter 12. Revelation 12 and 1. And it's this. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Could Leah and Rachel sit amongst that? The peers in that world like this. And this attire. Was Jacob covered like that? Did the God of Israel supply Jacob with these things? And she being with child crying, travailing at birth, pain to be delivered. There is. So that's another thing. Do they fit this criteria? Are they giving birth? Are they bringing forth children of God? Here it is, right? Because he told us, he said, the woman is going to be saved at childbearing. So is this conversation among Leah and Rachel, right? Okay, let's go and look at this. Now, let's start this in Genesis chapter 29. We'll go right to the source. Oh, one more thing. Psalms 45. Psalms 45 and 9. Psalms 45 and 9. And it says, the king's daughter were among the honorable women. Upon the right hand did stand the queen in the gold of Ophir. So the king's daughters, which would be Leah and Rachel, but one of them is a queen, which turned out to be Leah. It says this, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So do they fulfill this here? You know, do they cover this? You know, do they have ties to their father's house, which is Laban? Are they all in on Jacob and his God, or do they believe in the gods of her father, of their fathers, right? We're going to see. so shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is wrought of gold. So now here's the other thing. They're all glorious within. He said a king's daughter is glorious within. Well, we already know that the scriptures told us in Peter that Sarah was had a quiet spirit, which God called priceless. She had a quiet spirit, and she was beyond beautiful, and she still was quiet, and she wasn't into her flesh like that. Yeah, that was Sarah. So, yeah, her spirit was that too. And the law of kindness was in her mouth too. Shall I have pleasure of my Lord being old also? So she gave full honor to her husband. So the law of kindness was in her mouth. So why no, the king should not desire her beauty, because she is worshiping him. You see, so there it is. So do Leah and Rachel both fit these things right here? All right, now let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 29, and I'm gonna pick it up at 1 because we got to get over this conversation. The rest of these things are. Let's see. Then Jacob went on his journey and came unto the land of the people of the east. Not west, east. You can't blend these cultures. It's not going to happen. You know, you can't sit up here and say, well, you know, I'm in America, you know, so I can divorce for any reason, right? Then be a Hebrew Israelite, you know, I don't eat pork. You know, that ain't how it works. If you're gonna play by these rules, you gotta play 100. That goes for the sisters too. You know, because there's laws that coexist that we're gonna read about that the women of the West have problem with the people of the East, which is our fathers. Think about that. That's pride. How you gonna have a problem with the fathers? Anyway, so let me read this one again. Jacob went on his journeys and came unto the land of the people of the east. Right? So there. Now we're going to skip down. And to 5. Nope. We're going to skip all the way down. And because he met Rachel. We got Rachel in the picture last night. We got Leah in the picture last night. Right? So let's pick those things up. Let's pick those things up there. Okay, let's pick it up at let's pick it up in Genesis chapter 29 and 16. And it says this, and Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender. And Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. So we just read in the Proverbs what wisdom said about beauty. Because he said, beauty is vain. But she that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So here's the thing. What is it that God saw? Because remember now, we got to realize Genesis, Moses is like a scribe. He's the scribe. Because the actual, the law it was given the scribes was to take notes. Moses wrote down what God was telling him from Adam till he ran it to him. So this is that thing. God said that Leah was tender. He said that, nobody else. He looked into her spirit and said that this woman is tender-eyed. Tender-eyed. Now, listen, look at what he said, the spirit that was in her. He said she was fragile, easily crushed, sensitive, easily hurt, considerate, protective, gentle emotions, loving, a tender glance. There it is, a tender eye, right? Given to sympathy. Ooh, because in Genesis chapter 31 and 10, under the virtuous woman, she stretches her hands out to the poor. So, yes, there go the fruits of the Spirit that were being Leah because he said this was in her, right? He telling Moses that Leah was a tender-hearted woman. Look at this. And he said, he said something special. Let's see. Easily broken, having an expression of warm and affectionate feelings. She was affectionate. She was warm. She's a warm woman. Arousing warm feelings. So she knew how to get the best out of you. She knew how to receive the best out of you with warmth and things like that. And what else she said? He said, arousing feelings, touching, gentle and delicate, requiring care and handling, ticklish. Right. Well, most whores isn't ticklish, trust that, because they're used to me in touches. But she's ticklish. Well, of course she was. So that would put her in a virgin status because she wouldn't be used to a man. That would be all new to her. Sensitive to moral and spiritual feelings. So she's sensitive to the Spirit of God, right? And to the law. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can get a little bit more on her. Oh, yeah, here it is. It says soft, delicate in constitution, not strong, not hardy, affectionate, sentimental, sensitive, painfully sensitive, delicate, of a delicate nature. Are you kidding me? Okay, so anyway, we're going to stop there. That's what he said Leah was, right? And so we read that Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. But we read in the mind of God that, you know, beauty is vain, right? So we can't roll with that. Ain't nothing wrong with having some looks, you know, being some eye candy, but the wisdom of God is supreme, right? So that comes with humility. Let's look at this a little further. It said Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee that I should give her to another man, abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days, for the love that he had to her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife for the days I fulfill, that I may go in unto her. And Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. So it was an agreement that the woman and the man were married before they came together, right? So if you're engaged and all of that, you know, woman, and you're engaged to the bad guy, the good guy can't come and say, not by law. He can't come, you know, like the teen flicks, you know, he get the kick down the door and say, do anyone object to this marriage? And all, yeah, he get to do that. No, not in real life, not in the law. You see, so here it is. Now, he said, now they already said, give me my wife. They haven't even came together. I didn't see a preacher, man. None of that good stuff. I ain't hear none of that. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together. You know, I ain't see none of that. Because the agreement was, okay, there it is. Word is born. You know, it's always like, you know, it's always good to get them papers, you know, because you never know. You know, something be happening, whatever, man. Something may happen. You know, I mean, the laws is lightening up, you know, because of these life partners and all this other type of madness. But to some degree, it is working out on that part. But, you know, yeah. Anyway, he said, give me my wife for my days I fulfilled that. I mean, he was counting. Laban gathered together all the men in that place and made a feast. So he did it up, right? Got everybody, all of them hooked up, came off of this hookup. And it came to pass in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. And he went in unto her. And he gave his daughter Zilpah, his maid, for an handmaid. So Zilpah was Leah's first maid, because Leah gonna end up with more than one maid. But this is her, you know, her senior maid. And this same go for Rachel. But right now we're in Leah's story. It says, and Laban said, and it came to pass in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? And Laban said, it must not be done in our country to give the younger before the daughter, before the firstborn. Well, you could have told him that the 30 days that he was sitting there just chilling. And after he just, you know, explained that to you, you know, then okay, right? But this is when that's when the enemy came in, because the law wasn't that, you know, they both could be his wife. It was the law. The problem became when he shifted around. So both Rachel and Jacob felt slighted for some time, but eventually Jacob got it, that it was from God that it turned out the way it did. And here it is, he said, and Laban said, must not be done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give thee this also, this service, which thou shalt serve me yet 7 other years. So therefore, he just showed us that, he said, fulfill her week. What do you mean week? Well, in Leviticus, he said, the land shall work 6 years, and in the seventh year, it'll be a year rest. Then, also, it says, that's a week. But in Daniel chapter 9, these weeks appear again. So we're seeing that not only is Leah and Rachel bound in the law, they're also bound in the Sabbath. Now get this. So in Daniel chapter 9, we see here he says that 70 weeks are determined. So that's 70. That's 70 times 7. That's 7 times 70. But that'd be years are determined, you know, from the going forth of the commandments from the Xerxes, you know, when he gave the commandments to build a temple for the coming of the Christ, you know, when Ezra and Nehemiah jetted and they went and built it up. That was then. So that's their story is even in that. You see, so we looking at their story speaking all through time, man. So yes, they are super prophetic. Both of them is in the law right here. Fulfill her week also. So both of them in the law, right? Both of them. There they are, together with their husband. In the law. Now you got to show me something wrong with that. Verse 29. And Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her maid. So now he go Bilhah, and he went and also unto Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served him yet 7 other years. So he worked with him for 21 years, which is 3 weeks, right? So he gave him 3 weeks of his life. 29 and 31. And when the Lord saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. Leah conceived and bare a son. She called his name Reuben. For she said, surely the Lord had looked upon my affliction, and now, therefore, my husband will love me. And she conceived again and bare a son, and said, behold, the Lord hath heard that I was hated, and hath therefore given me this son also, and she called his name Simeon. And she conceived again. Now, mind you, Rachel isn't having children. This is all Leah, right? 9 month Ephraim. This is like 5 years of some baby making, and Rachel hasn't had one. So now here comes the difference. Now here comes the sanctification. Here comes the difference. The difference is that now we see it's Leah that is Revelation chapter 12 and 1. Pain to be delivered. Why? Because he said, the Lord seen and looked upon my affliction. That's her. That's her in Revelation chapter 12 and 2. Her voice spoke through man. It came through right there. Pain to be delivered. That's her. All day. So, okay, so now we see her. So she's a queen. Of course she is, because Jacob is an heir. To be king, not just king over his dad's things and whatnot, but over the things that belong to God. 29:35. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now I will praise the Lord. Therefore she called his name Judah and left off bearing. Like I said, those names are on the gates of New Jerusalem. And who put them there? Why are we talking about that story? It's here. It's right there. Why are we not talking about it? Well, we are now. You know, that was their conversation. 30. Genesis 30 and 1. And when Rachel saw that she was bare, when Rachel saw that she bare Jacob no children, she envied her sister. and said unto Jacob, give me children or else I die. See what she just did? She spoke these things in existence. You got to be careful with the words you choose. It says this. He said, else I die. And two, he says, and Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel and said, am I in God's stead who have withheld thee from the fruit of the womb? Ooh. She came at him funky. So he snapped back, right? Okay. Now he just ran into a contentious. That's the contentious. So he just picked up. Now you got, that's why God said she was tender heart out the gate, right? That was the difference. That's why he sent Leah first. Because he knew the spirit. There it is. He said, so he put it on God, man. He said, and Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel. And he said, am I in God's stead? Who have withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? He was actually pissed at her. Probably not having any children. You know, they meant that thing, man. If you ain't producing, man, what's your, why, you know, why you taking that oxygen or why you eating, you know, something like that, you know. Three, and she said, behold, my maid Bilhah, go in unto her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children by her. Now, see, this is 6 years into the picture. You know, that Leah is having children, boys, right? And Rachel hasn't had one. So this is definitely, Leah is definitely Revelation chapter 12:1. And she's also Psalms 45:9. That's her. That wouldn't be Rachel. Even though Rachel is virtuous yet, but not like Leah. So Leah works is greater. Watch this. It says this. And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife. And Jacob went in unto her, and Bilhah conceived and bare Jacob a son. And Rachel said, God hath judged me and have also heard my voice and have given me a son. Therefore, she called his name Dan. Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bare Jacob a second son. Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister. See, contentious. She said it out of her own mouth. She's contentious. Right here with great wrestlings. That's why Jake popped on her. Thirty and 8, it says, and Rachel said, with great wrestling have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed. And I have prevailed. Well, see that? Now, I done came up and have prevailed. How you prevail? She got 4 other children. She got 2 other children. You only got 2 here, right? And they're not even yours. You see, but this is the spirit that she's entertaining. Listen at it. And she called his name Naphtali. Amen. When Leah saw that she had left off bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave Jacob to wife. Now, mind you, this is 2 children later. This is, you can safely say, 3 years into this, so this got to be 9 years into the picture, right? Okay, so that's 3 years. Leah body hadn't had given out any children in 3 years, so she put up Zilpah, right? And Zilpah, Leah made bear Jacob, when the law said, 39, and Leah saw that she had left off bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah maid, because remember, Leah is the mistress. Zilpah is her maid, bare Jacob a son. And Leah said, a truth cometh. And she called his name Gad. And Zilpah, Leah maid, bare Jacob a second son. Okay, now this is two more years. Leah, that Rachel, haven't had any children. This is 10 years now. Rachel haven't had no children. 10 years. It says, and Reuben went in the days of the wheat harvest and found mandrakes in the field and brought them unto his mother Leah. Then Rachel said to Leah, give me, I pray thee, of thy son's mandrakes. And she said unto her, it is a small matter that thou hast taken my husband. And wouldst thou take away my son's mandrakes also? And Rachel said, therefore he shall lie with thee tonight for thy son's mandrakes. And I ain't even going to get into that. 16. And Jacob came out of the field. Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him. And said, thou must come in unto me, for surely I have hired thee with my son mandrakes. And he lay with her that night, and God hearkened on Leah, and she conceived and bare Jacob a fifth son. Now this is 11 years. This is going on 12 years. Rachel hasn't had any children. And Leah conceived again a sixth son. And Leah said, God has endowed me with a good dowry. Now my husband will dwell with me because I have borne him six sons. And she called his name Zebulun. That's on the gate too of that new city we call Jerusalem. And afterward, she bare a daughter and called her name Dinah. So there was your 13th moon. There was your moon turning into blood. That she is, right? And her name is Dinah. And God remembered Rachel, and he hearkened. This is clearly like 14 years into this whole demo of child and children making. You know, I'm just saying, like, say we do the intermediate, right? That is to say, you take the 40 days off for every son that's born, right? Then you can get back to business. Okay, that's that thing. So you add those into the equation because they were still keeping the law. They was keeping the law of purification, you know, that of a woman being in uncleanness. So this law had to be in effect as well. So it says this. And God remembered Rachel, and God hearkened unto her and opened the womb, and she conceived and bare a son, and said, God has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Joseph and said, the Lord shall add to me another son. Ooh, yep. So now we got all these conversations. Now, Deborah heard. Conversation is in heaven. But get this. Is there a gate of Joseph, or is the gate called Ephraim and Manasseh? Because if it's Ephraim and Manasseh, then the gate is named from Joseph and not from Rachel. But if the gate is named Joseph, then Rachel gave the gate a name. That's the research. Anyway, 22, no, we read that already. And when it came, when Rachel born Joseph, that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go unto my own place and to my country. and give me my wives and my children from for whom I have served thee. Let me go, for thou knowest my service which I have done thee. And Laban said, I pray thee, if I found favor in thine eyes, tarry, for I have learned by experience that the Lord hath blessed me for thy sake. And he said, appoint me thy wages, and I will give it. So he's still trying to keep on that. Jacob was like, man, you know, he's industrious and all that. We're not dealing with these stories there. But anyway, he's trying to jet. So Jacob ended up coming up. Laban is on some scurvy. So Jacob go and he bring the situation up to his wives. And this is a conversation that they end up having. Verse 31 it says, and he heard the words of Laban saying, Jacob have taken away all that was our father's, and that which was our father's, hath he gotten all this glory. So now they're jealous because the Lord blessed them. But if you read the story, they had an agreement. Well, y'all got to read the story. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban. So he started picking up that, you know, it, all of a sudden he ain't shining no more. And behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy father and thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's kindness that is not toward me as before, but the God of my father have been with me. And ye know that with all my power I have served your father. For your father have deceived me and changed my wages 10 times. But God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckle, okay, he's going into that conversation. He's just running it at him. So we just want to hear what their response is, all that he's saying concerning their father, right? And let's pick it up at verse 11. And it says, and the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which leap through the cattle are ranged straight and speckled and grizzled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth thee. And I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee from this land, return to the land of thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted to him as strangers? For he has sold us and have quite devoured also our money. For also the riches which God had taken from our father, that is ours and our children. Now then, whatsoever God has said unto thee, do. So now both of them is fitting at the part of Psalms 45 and verse 9. Let's look at that. Watch this, Psalms 45 and 9. And it says this, the king's daughters are all glorious within tender heart. There she is again. That's Leah 13. The king's daughter is all glorious within. We know this ain't Rachel here. Her clothing are rotten gold. Okay, she can wear that. She shall be brought unto the king in the raiment of needlework, and the virgins her companions shall follow her, shall be brought with thee, that goes up. And with gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought, and they shall enter into the king's palaces. Instead of thy father shall be thy children, whom thou makest thy princes and all the earth. So he said, instead of thy father's children, you're going to have to take care of your own. That's not, but this is not just why I want to go to this scripture. I want you to come to this scripture for this. He said, hearken, O daughter, consider and incline and forget thine own people in thy father's house. That's what I wanted to go here, the 25 and 9. It says this, hearken. He said, hearken, O daughter, consider and incline thy ear, forget thine own people in thy father's house. So Leah, she fulfilled this verse. So she is Psalms 45 and 9. So this is her. This is her too. Amen. So let's go back to Genesis chapter 31. Let me see, because we want to keep this story of Laban, right? So they're about to get ready to take off. And okay, so here you go. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, here it is. All right, 17. Then Jacob rose up. Genesis 31 and 17. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels. So he had camels too. He's bringing camels back with him. Amen. And he carried away his cattle and all his goods, which he had gotten, and the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Padan-Aram, for to go to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. So Isaac is still alive. Isaac is still alive. According to verse 18, and Laban said to shear the sheep, and Rachel stolen the image. Laban went to shear the sheep. Rachel had stolen the images that were with her father. She didn't forget her father's house. See, so she isn't Psalms chapter 45 and 13. That wasn't her. When they made that agreement, that was Leah. Because he said, and greatly desire thy husband, for he is thy Lord. She stole her father's idols. See the difference? Jacob just got to telling her that God is talking to him. And she went and saw somebody else. She went and saw another deity. After he told her that, she went and saw something else. Somebody else. I can say that safely, somebody else. Or else why would you bring these idols unless you're going to talk to them? Right? Let's look at this a little further. Jacob rose up and set his sons upon camels, his sons and his wives upon camels. And he carried away all his cattle, so he was loaded, and away his goods which he had gotten, and the cattle and of his getting, which he had gotten in Paranadam. And the time is throwing me off, right? It's like 8:59, and I'm expecting that, you know, I got to be wrapping it up, right? But we're just getting started. He carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, and the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Paranadam, for to go to Isaac, his father, in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear the sheep Rachel had stolen, the images that were her father's. And Jacob stole away unawares to Laban, the Syrian. and that he told him not that he had fled. So Jacob stole because she stole. Ooh, she brought sin. Yep, she brought sin. This is Rachel, the pretty girl. She came with sin. So, what else? It says, not only she still kept up with the idols, but she a thief. So what else is there in her character? You know, God knows. That's why he made sure Leah was brought out first to Jacob. Who knows? Maybe he used Rachel for bait to present him to Leah, because he probably never would have. Right? I mean, it's a thought. I mean, just thinking about it, it's a probability, it's a ramification, I would say. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up to pass over the river and set his face toward Gilead. It was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. They overtook him in the Mount of Gilead. So he came at him like hard. And he said, and it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he overtook 23. And he overtook his brethren. He took his brethren with him and pursued him 7 days' journey and overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban, Syrian, in a dream by night and said unto him, take heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. That's all he said. That was enough. For Laban, that was enough. Because remember now, he said to Jacob, Abraham's servant, when he read down that Rebekah was his master's wife, he said, we can't speak neither good or evil of the situation. Ooh, he ran his words back at him. Ooh. He said, don't speak to him good or bad. No. And God know this woman took these idols. He know it. You see, so this that thing, right? So he said, Laban overtook him. Now Jacob was pitched in his tent in the mount. Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said to Jacob, what thou hast done? Thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters as captives taken with a sword. And wherefore didst thou flee away secretly and steal away with from me and didst not tell me that I might have sent thee away with myrrh and with song and with tabret and with harp? And hast thou and has not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters, and now thou hast done this, done not. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. Verse 29, it is in the power of my hand to do you hurt, but the God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. He said, this is my power to do you in, man, but I'm gonna give you a break. For I said, and Jacob answered and said, because I was afraid. Now, he said, now, therefore, though thou wouldest need to be gone, because thou hast so long about that thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? Right? But if they're gods, how did they get stolen? Okay. I'm just asking. Wouldn't they have defended themselves? 30, 31, and 31. When they jumped out of the person's pocket, if they were gods, when they were to stop the person from stealing them. I mean, if they were gods. I'm just saying, I'm thinking about it, right? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, because I was afraid, and for I said, peradventure thou wouldst take by force thy daughters from me. See that? It was in him, and he knew it. And that's why he said, don't you know it's in me to do you good and evil? I can destroy you. I can do whatever I want. I can kill you. 32. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live.
That went to Rachel.
See that? So, that was from God. See, she put her hands on them idols. God, that cost her. It cost her. Amen. So with that being said, we're going to hold up here. We'll pick it up tomorrow evening. At this point, what is it, 31-31? We're going to pick up Leah and Rachel part 3. And we do apologize again. Oh, man, like I said, my work hours are starting to really get crazy since they opened the gates now, fighting, doing their thing. So with that being said, just be here tomorrow, 7 o'clock p.m. We're going to continue with the Leah and Rachel story because it's far from over, right? So with that being said, woman, thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of the Living Waters, read your Bibles.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.